What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy Wood Jr., your prank call, Sullivan's son, TDS, all that. Listen, send me a check. Yeah, you know, don't play this mess till I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figured $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, A-Town and out. So this Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
What's up, Frocast? This is Miss Pele, the wonderful Amazonian from the West Coast. Just wanted to say what's up. Peace!
Hey, you know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the best podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 360. Wow, 360, man. We made a full circle of this, man.
Hi.
It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, a.k.a. the Black Jesse Ventura, and the last, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host to the right, Queen Germ, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping Queen Germ. I'll mess that up, but hey. 360 episodes, you know how it is. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro is My Halo, and the summertime t-shirt that we all gonna get. Those who haven't got it, go get it. Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, wherever you see the Frocast or whatever podcast reader you use. We have the Patreon where you can support the team, support the dream, and all things Nappy Afro. You can join for as little as a dollar, get exclusive content, Frocast a day earlier, whenever, you know, stuff like that, man. You get exclusives. So, you know, the Patreon, it pays to be a Patreon for Nappy Afro. And also, if you, you know, do a certain level, you get a free swag bag. So, you know, that's always a plus when you get something. You know, don't feel like you're just out here wasting your money. But, and we got our voicemail line at 347-201-2572. Call and leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. I guess I got all the pandering out the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
It was pretty good, but, I mean, you know. I don't know. I learn a lot about people as I deal with various folks. But I went to Walmart on the way home right before the show and had the experience. I guess it's just, you know, a reminder that white people really don't think that people, you know, are going to hit them. Like, I don't know. It's like I see this happen all the time. I you know, have this encounter. But it just really bothers me. Not even bothers me. I'm just mind blown by the fact that you could really think that whenever you decide to step out in the street, whether you're in a crosswalk, not in a crosswalk, in between cars, or just popping out from the bushes somewhere, that white people really do not think that they have to look both ways and make sure that they make eye contact with the driver or anything. Because this white guy, older guy, I knew in my spirit this man was not going to stop. I saw him walking, but he wasn't walking like fast enough to be in my way. So I continued driving. He then sped up as my car was approaching him to get into the crosswalk. Mm. But at this point, I'm in the middle of the crosswalk. Why am I stopping?
Yeah.
Because you are not even really close to the crosswalk, but you just put maybe one step, yeah, 1 foot into that area. So I proceeded to go. Didn't speed up, because if I had to slam on brakes, I was willing to do, yeah, that. But he doing all this gesturing behind my car, like, you shooting me birds, hey, all this other stuff. And I'm like, you put yourself in harm's way, because you were not out here 2 seconds prior. Mm. But, you know, I'm just like, okay, so we still are there. So.
Yeah, I'm on some shit now where if I'm walking, you know how you get out of people's way when they, you know, like, yeah, if I'm walking, I feel like white people feel like you should get out of their way. So the other day, I tested my theory, and I bumped into a bitch.
Oh, my.
Yes, I was just like, you're not going to move. I'm not going to move. I'm going to hold my lane. We bumped into each other. And then she looked at me, I looked up like, hey, I was, you know, you need to watch where you're going. Like, I'm cognizant of where I was going. You're not paying attention to what you're going, so, you know, you get what you get.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, it's not like you're trying to be confrontational.
Nah,
I just feel like people should, yeah, get their shit together. Like, why the hell do you think that I'm supposed to move?
Why, exactly.
Like, why aren't you supposed to yield?
Exactly.
Like, what makes you so special?
That white skin. But, speaking of white skin, it was a story. Guy was at a hospital. You know, he was out of town. He had fell ill with pneumonia. So he checked himself into a hospital. And while he's in the hospital, the doctor advised him he might need to get some fresh air. So he goes outside. He's hooked to an IV machine, got his gown on and everything. He's walking outside of the hospital, and one of the security guards sees him and his friends walking out of the hospital. He believes that this guy's trying to steal hospital equipment and sell it online.
Like, what the hell somebody want with that? If I need an IV machine, that means I will be at the hospital.
I mean, I guess, hey, look, I don't know what the black market is on these IV machines, but obviously
it's not one.
The security guard knows. And so he assumed that this guy in a hospital gown, hooked with an IV machine in his arm, is trying to steal it. So he calls the police. The police get there. They arrest the man. Take him to jail. He ends up having an asthma attack while he's in police custody. So they have to bring him back to the hospital in handcuffs this time. And they feel like, you know, they arrested his friends for obstruction and all this other stuff. And I just feel like these cops just don't fucking get it. Because if there's some city in Illinois, and how the fuck are you arresting somebody for stealing hospital equipment in a fucking hospital gown?
First and foremost, they got the what you call it? They got to get charged.
Yeah.
Like, when you talking about police officers or whatever that's doing this dumb stuff, if those people who are in charge do not correct this behavior, we're going to have a whole lot of problems. Mm. Because the issue is, whenever you see a black person doing something, automatically we assume that they're doing something that's criminal. If that's the case, then what's the reason for somebody rolling down in the dag blasted hospital connected? Not say that it was loose, everything was tied up, and you saw him taking a mad dash to get out of these people's facility. This man asked the doctor, nurse, somebody, could I go for a walk? The person told him, sure. Mm-hmm. Him and his friends got up and they decided to start walking. You then did not ask the man any question. The man said he was not asked his name. He was not asked what you doing here. He was just told he was stealing. So I'm not understanding, how is it that law enforcement feel like they're the end all be all, and you gonna tell somebody that they are now, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to catch a charge for stealing some shit and I'm hooked up to it.
Mm.
Like, does that not ring a bell anywhere in anybody's mind? Like, I'm stealing. I'm taking this to the extent of pretending to be in need of an IV fluid. So, therefore, I am hooked to the IV and you see me as stealing it. To me, that's just bizarre.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous what it is. And if these the best officers that this city has to offer, to not even, like, I would love to commit crimes in this town. They ain't gonna never find out. If they really can't see that a man hooked to an IV is an actual patient and not a criminal, y'all don't know the difference between criminals, real criminals, then, because goddamn, I guess in that town, all you gotta do be as black as be a criminal in that town, because a motherfucker with an IV stuck in his motherfucking arm, hooked to the IV machine, and you're accusing him of stealing it. Wow. Good job, police department. I don't know what city it is. I don't even want to shout this city out. But yeah, so that just lets you know what things still ain't changed. 2019, bullshit going on.
I mean, but the part of it that's stupid is the fact that the man was connected to the IV. You know what I'm saying? Like, it to me, it don't get no better than that. Like, if a nigga done took the time to hook himself up to the shit, it's yours. You know what I'm saying? Even if you was stealing, because I don't see how you could be stealing nothing. But if you want to do anything, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you had to use these clues to catch a criminal for real, you'd be arresting everybody. Mm-hmm. The real people been done got away if they did do something.
I mean, damn. So what if they wasn't dressed in the hospital gown? I mean, I guess he just seen the IV machine rolling and think somebody, if I'm a stealer, you think I would be casually walking?
I would be running.
Running to my car and this IV machine would be picked up to the side or something. And
we'd be ducking off.
But you wouldn't be motherfucking catching me walking out strolling with a hospital gown on trying to steal
it. And I'm talking about a man had on a hospital gown. And I mean, to me, it makes no sense at all for somebody to have to go through all of these extents talking about stealing an IV machine. Like, nobody wants that shit. The people who own it don't really want to be on it. So I'm not understanding what they thought this, you know, piece of equipment was going to do for anybody on the streets. Because ain't nobody got enough dope to put in there. They're talking about they got an IV of what?
Shit, hey, you be the best damn drug dealer. Hey, boy, you get your heroin straight to the IV with it and cook it up and put it in there. Hey, that might be the
No.
Hey.
No.
Hey, I'm just saying
no.
That shit a drip in your ass. You can set it up for a drip. Boy, you be high all motherfucking day, boy. You hit this drip. Oh, shit. I ain't think about that.
Okay, moving right along.
Man. Wow, they was on to something.
They must be on dope.
Speaking on dope, man, this is Pastor. You seen the video?
Yes, I saw that, man.
Okay, so what'd you think about it? Go ahead, tell the people about it.
Okay, so the video is some pastor giving church folk a bad name by, I mean, like, you stereotyping people who have, I guess, fingernails, colored nails or whatever. You say the nails are long, looking like bird claws. They got all these different colors, blah, blah, blah. And if you wear makeup and the people holes and all kind of old foolishness. Meanwhile, you probably got your wife over here looking like Plain Jane, thinking she's a virtuous woman. Mm-hmm. And then the person who you sleeping with on the weekends, she got all them characteristics that you say that this other person that you don't like. You know what I'm saying? You think that they just the harlot and she's just some horrible person. Mm. Them lies. Them the people that you know be out there cheating. Mm. Because you want to say, oh, these women are this, this, and this. You them the same ones you running behind. The same ones you seek and you want to be with. So that might not be your main woman, but them the ones that's in your fantasy. Mm. Them the ones you really want. So you, I mean, for you to be a pastor and to say that means anything, you dumb. You're just stupid.
So if you was at church and the pastor, visiting pastor came in talking like that, would you just walk out or would you?
No, I let him finish talking. Because if he a visitor, that means he ain't got to never come back. But so now, if he was the pastor that I had to deal with, I would have to let him know. Now, you telling lies.
Why would you do that to the visiting pastor? You let him know, like, hey, bro.
I mean, you can say that after. You know what I'm saying? If you want to say something, I ain't got to say nothing. No, doing no. Right, I mean,
so y'all niggas pussy.
No, it's not.
Y'all when niggas pussy.
It's something called order.
Nah.
And you don't have that. Ain't
out
order.
Of order. That ain't what he doing. Is out of order.
Okay, but he'll be dealt with after service.
You gotta let him know in between doing service.
Yeah, I ain't gonna interrupt his presentation because somebody might like it. They be up there hollering and hooping behind him, and I just let him know that he lying and that ain't got nothing. That ain't got no real basis. Mm. So if you gonna preach, preach from the Bible. Don't preach to me about what you think. Mm. That ain't in the Bible nowhere. Your interpretation of somebody's fingernails.
Hey, man, he just updating the Bible to current terms, to modern terms.
He don't need to update. He need to update his wardrobe.
He's like, the Bible, they ain't had colorful nails during them times.
He looked a mess.
So he was saying, look, now, so he updating his Bible. I don't know, I might be rolling with him, man.
Yeah, rolling with him to say what?
That he's preaching modern style.
It don't matter because that doesn't have any valid basis. So, okay, you talking about modern things. Yeah, people got a whole lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's niggas who got tattoos, niggas who got earrings, niggas who concerned with all kinds of stuff.
That's nothing bad. It's preachers with tattoos now.
Okay, then. So why are we going to justify he can have a tattoo, but I can't have nails? That's stupid.
I mean, look like eagle claws or whatever.
Hey, and it don't. He don't know what no damn eagle claws look like. You ain't got that close to know what nobody got going on. If you supposed to be with whoever you with, you shouldn't even notice them women nails.
He see the women when they come up putting that money in collection pot.
Yeah. All I can tell you is this.
And the ones that's not putting the money in collect, he see those too.
Exactly. Well, he can see them. But I bet if they're giving enough money, he wouldn't give a damn what their hand looked like. Mm-hmm. If them hands was turning over some dollars, they could come in there looking like eagles, bears, whoever the hell they want a hand look like.
Sister Margaret, I appreciate your check, but next Sunday, I'm going to need you to have one solid color. Thank you.
Mm-mm. And she ain't coming back. And that's another thing. If anything, Sister he don't Nancy, mind targeting people.
You dress like of the a fact. Hoe. Nah. He said something about hoes.
Yeah,
I know
he
that.
Did.
Yeah, he said, you dressing like a hoe, Sister Nancy.
But he looking at him. Mm. I promise you that. Promise you that. He'll be up there. He'll be the main one telling Sister Nancy, let me put my hand on you. Because I know you need a blessing from the Lord. Because yes, to change your mind and to help you do right. Then the next thing you know, Sister Nancy, he'll be all funneling with her other parts.
You need some of this Holy Spirit in
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And that's what you'll have.
Give me a preacher line real quick. Give me a preacher line. Come on, preacher line.
What you mean?
Like I said, I'm going to put some of this Holy Spirit in you. Give me another preacher line. Come on now.
I don't know. I don't get him.
Come
preachers.
On. Give me a preacher. Just make one up. Just make one up. Make one up.
I don't like to play with the Lord like that.
You ain't playing with the Lord. You're playing with preachers. Preachers not the Lord.
But when you're saying something holy and you doing something else with it, that just feels a little out of line.
You say one all the time.
What'd I say? One for the Father, the Son, and the Holy
Spirit.
Yeah. That ain't playing with the Lord, because I'm telling you, that's what I want to do with her.
That's playing with... What?
That's not playing with no Lord. The Lord want us to be together, child.
Okay, I hear you. But you know. All right, well...
I mean, somebody might say they just want to touch the hem of your garment.
Yeah, see, that's a good one right there. Let me touch the hem of your
just
garment.
Let me touch it.
Yes. Let me part your Red Sea. You know what I'm saying?
I'm moving right along, people. You're nasty.
But that's a good one, man. But yeah, man. So that's crazy about these pastors, man. You got some wild pastors out here, man. You know what I'm saying? We got one in town. He can't keep his dick in his fucking pants, bro. He be fucking in the house and shit. Like, One time he got caught fucking in like the kids' room and shit. Like, I'm like, somebody else's house fucking in the kids' room. Like, what the hell? Had this man hiding butt naked in an apartment complex over there in Rocky neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, over there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I mean, but it's hard out here.
Yeah.
I guess.
You know who Blueface is?
I didn't know until I watched this.
That's Bust Down Tatiana. He sang that song.
Okay, well, I don't listen to that.
All right, so Blueface is in the news right now because a video surfaced from his sister. She posted a live where she was at his house, and it made it seem like him and his two girlfriends was at the house. Yes, two girlfriends. Like,
that's
legit.
That's what y'all doing now.
Two girlfriends. These young niggas, man, they you know, and the women allow it. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I guess they like, you ain't got to cheat on me if you just, we all, you know about it, I guess. So
I mean, niggas just make enough money because niggas don't make enough money for one woman. So, when you get enough money, y'all feel like y'all doing something because y'all can pay for two women. But if you selling yourself to the highest bidder, that just don't sit well with me.
Yeah, so, you know, the story goes that the sister and the mom came to the house and one of the girlfriends spoke and one of the girlfriends didn't. So the sister and the mom was feeling some type of way about it. They made a fuss about it. And then you see the video of him pushing his sister down the steps and, you know, kicking him out the house. And they like, oh, you putting your own sister and mom out, you know, thing like that. So then Blueface, he like, yo, man, like, it's mad. He's bad when your mom out here clout chasing. You know what I'm saying? Same mama he was on video giving her $10,000. You know, taking her wherever. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, situations like this. Do you have to be friends with your mates, like, parents and stuff?
It's easier.
It's just, I mean, you can. I see being cordial, but you ain't got to like them. I mean, I don't think it's a necessity. Just be cordial. I mean, people be fake all day. You be fake at work for 8 hours every day. You ain't your real self at work. You another motherfucker. So that's the same motherfucker you could be to your in-laws if you don't really fuck with them like that. You know what I'm saying? Luckily, I love my in-laws. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no issue. So there's never been an issue with me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get it. But some people, it's a real issue. Like, some people, it's a real issue. They do not like their in-laws. So I just want to know, who was wrong in this situation?
I mean, for me, it's not even necessary for you to have to, like you said, to have to be the best of friends. It probably was a better way that they could have handled it. Mm-hmm. I mean, just me. I just feel like if you was raised right, it would be no reason for you not to be able to speak. Yeah. Like, that's what people do when you come into the room or whatever. You speak. How you doing?
How we know mom and sister ain't, you know what I'm saying?
They could have some bad actions. Yeah. But at the same time, it's no justification. Like, that's your mama. So, to me, I just don't, the way I was raised, you just ain't finna bark up at no grown woman. So if she old enough to be your man mama, she old enough to be your mama. Mm. So therefore, just out of respect, I would speak and keep it moving. I don't have to be this lady friend. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And it's just a situation that it's too many grown people in this thing for somebody not to have no sense. Because if you can control two women enough to say that y'all both my girlfriends, oh, hell, I know I can make y'all speak to my mama. Mm. I done put you to the point where y'all over here being sister wives and shit. Mm. So you telling me I can't get you to speak to my mom and my sister? Bitch, you crazy. That means he was cool with whatever fucked up shit they was doing. And therefore, he wanted the mama and the sister to leave because of whatever else was going on. It ain't had nothing to do with the fact that somebody ain't speaking. Because I sure know, I think if you can manage to pull that shit off, and you got two broads sitting up in here, black women, sitting up in here chilling, talking about we together, all three of us together, it wouldn't have been nothing for them to come in there and say, oh, hey, mama so-and-so.
Hey, mama face.
Yeah, whatever you want to be.
So, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
With me and you being married,
uh-huh,
where does the ranking go? Is it me and your parents, or is it your parents than me? Like, where do you rank us?
I would rather not, but
that's got to do it. You got to take a side.
If I had to, then it would be you because, you know, in my vows and my belief, you know what I'm saying, biblically, that's how I was supposed to go. Mm-hmm. The spouse and then the other family members. But my thing is, my family don't even ask me to choose or put no pressure.
I'm just saying, we did, this is a hypothetical.
Okay, I'm just saying, though. Yeah. And either way it went, that's how it would be. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, I just don't understand how people can't have, but you know what I'm saying, have a better control of that. Because if I'm loving you, we together.
Yeah.
I love my family. So if they need me or, you know what I'm saying, whatever, something going on this side, I feel like what we got, you gonna be like, okay, well, we can prioritize that. You can say, oh yeah, baby, go handle such and such and such. You need to be there. Mm-hmm. If you can come, we'll make it happen. If not, you know what I'm saying, we'll make do. But this situation right here, for one, people gonna get enough of this damn FaceTiming or whatever that was.
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live and Instagram Live. And all of that other bullshit. Because the same way these people be trying to make up all these things and the internet go viral with these old falsified things, you done piss somebody off and you start recording when the shit get bad and you want the people to be on your side, that shit ain't cool. Mm. So we don't really know the whole story from start to finish. All we got is a little, 45-second clip she had.
Yeah, then, you know, he put out some video today showing, you know, the mom and, the, you know, the sister, like, she been staying in the house and he wanted her, like, he been freeloading in the house. So he was just like, yo, man, you got to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what
the girlfriend's done got in his head.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
That's all that was.
She ain't cleaning up around the house and stuff like that.
Well, your girlfriends ought to be cleaning up.
Hey, man, it's three girls in this house. All three of us need to be cleaning up.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. If it's me, if it's my girlfriends and my sister.
Put me out their house.
Shoot, if you was in there cutting up and they girlfriends was like, hey,
I don't think so.
Sis got to go. She ain't here bullshit. Like, you just laying on, you in the couch more, you in the damn living room more than the furniture. Uh-uh. Oh yeah, goddamn, uh-uh. You got to go.
Nah, bro.
Mm-mm. So yeah, I was just wondering what your ranking was.
Yes, but you ain't say what my ranking was. I got that.
You didn't ask me. You didn't ask me.
I shouldn't have to. Shit, you asking a question. You need to go ahead and bring it on back.
Of course, it's you first. Mm-hmm. I always do that. I don't play
you
that.
You always do what?
Put you ahead of everything.
Oh, okay.
Only time you have to play second fiddle is during football season, baby. And you know that.
Don't say it like you're really doing something now.
No, I'm just saying. That's the only time you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, it ain't about you all the time. It's like the scales tip to like 51-49. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Be careful, sir.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I mean, you know. It's just being honest. But as soon as football season over with, it's back to loving you, girl.
Shabu.
Woo! It's the only time I'm unfaithful is football season. Good gracious. Because I just be so driven. And it's July 30th. It's coming up. That's when it's going to start. Woo! A couple more weeks of vacation.
Okay.
And then it's time for the 2019 season. It will begin. But yeah, so yeah, that's all we want to know about that Blueface situation. I mean, we don't care about Blueface situation. It was just the situation.
Blueface made his own stuff have a situation.
Speaking of situations, Lil Nas X, you know him?
I don't. I mean, I know who he is.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, like, how do you not know him?
I mean, he's an old town road.
Yeah, so recently at the Glastonbury Festival, He felt so compelled after his performance in the crowd, and he came out as gay.
Okay.
Do you care?
I don't really care about anybody's sexuality.
I mean, that's my whole point. What is the point of coming out as gay? Like, I don't care what you do behind closed doors. Like, I don't like when anybody comes out as gay. It doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't care who you fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I really don't. We ain't fucking. Who you fucking
in? I don't care. Business. Like, yeah, I assume really everybody's fucking. This is what I assume.
Yeah.
Until I meet you and like, oh, this nigga ain't getting no pussy. Oh, this girl ain't getting no. You know what I'm saying? Just like, oh, she ain't. You know, that's. But I assume everybody's getting some. So you coming out as gay is not. I don't understand why this is fucking news. I don't understand this.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is people just try to play whatever card they got, I guess.
Yeah. You think it was a PR stunt for him? Like,
I think so.
You feel like he's going to extend his little 15 minutes or whatever you call it?
I think that might be what he's going for, because for one, you're a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you were singing country music. That was enough to me. You done switched up the genre. So now you got the black people over here going with the old town road or whatever. Now you done flipped it again. Okay, now we black singing country music and we gay.
Mm.
So we just doing it up.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I'm just winning on all fronts at this point. So it's like, okay, I get me another 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully he got a song in the
Well, meeting. His album came out and Be Easy.
Yeah, he got something about a Panini. I heard that today.
We reviewed it on Nappy Afro. And it's not really a country album at all.
No, because that Panini song didn't sound like
it. Yeah, and so, and then according to the, you know, the album sales, not, you know, people haven't been real receptive. They pulling for him, but it's, you know, people say the album trash. But, you know, you can go look at the review on nappyafro.com if you want to. Written by, you know, Be Easy. You know what I'm saying? The main review guy on Nappy Afro.
My goodness.
Nah, man, I'm going to start doing audio reviews. I'm not writing. Listen, bro. I'm going to tell y'all like this, bro. This is from the mouth of King Jern. That typing shit, it's cool, but this talking shit is a whole lot easier for me. And I think I can convey my thoughts better talking than typing. And so that's why I fell back on the typing once, you know, I just went hard with the Frocast. So, you know, that's my thing. I may type every once in a while, but when I notice when I type, man, I sound dated and shit. So that, because I ain't been in the game in so long. So
You want to get out there?
I mean, I might dust the keyboard off one time, you know what I'm saying, and bless the niggas with some hot shit like I used to. Man, I used to have the most content, the most, you know, man. I used to, the clicks, man. I was the click king, man. Jesus
Christ.
The click king. C-L-I-C-K. Click.
Clit.
No, not the click.
Clit.
Click.
Clit.
C-K.
Click.
Sound. Man, but yeah, man.
TikTok.
So yeah, man, Lil Nas X, man, nobody cares that you're gay, man. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations, man. Keep, you know, make as much money as you can while you still can, my brother, and get that money. You know what I'm saying? He had a tweet on Twitter where he said, next nigga say something offensive to me getting kissed.
That's what they doing though?
Yeah, man, that's what he said, man. I had another thing, man, a question from the nation, man. It was, hold on, I gotta find that, man. No, I can't find it. But anyway. Sheesh. But yeah, didn't have a question. Let me see this real quick. Yeah, man.
What you trying to talk? About what? Give me something to talk about.
Well, no, I had a question from the nation, man. It was from Kev. It was from Kev on stage. And he was asking, like, you can only choose one. What would you choose? And let me see if I can find it.
If you can only choose one, what?
One thing. This is what it was. It was like, hold on, let me see. Kev on stage, IG. Getting nervous? I got your phone over here. You getting nervous?
I ain't nervous because you having my phone shit.
You sitting over there, goddamn screen watching.
Ain't nobody over there twerking. I mean, twerking, or whatever you want to call it.
Damn.
Child, please.
So this is what he says.
Use at your own risk.
It says you can only choose one. It was a yellow pill, $100 more in food stamps, an orange pill, free car insurance, a black pill, Section 8. A blue pill, one baby daddy. A purple pill, a high school diploma. A green pill, make $12 an hour. I guess this is purple. A clean criminal record. And a red pill, free babysitter. So if you can only choose
one. Let me see what the options are, because I don't think I want none of this.
You can only choose one. $100 in food stamps.
$100 more.
$100 more in food stamps. So
I don't get
food stamps. That's just $100. You just get $100 in food stamps.
I take the free car insurance.
Free car insurance. What was the third one?
Section 8.
Section 8.
One baby daddy. High school diploma.
A high school diploma.
Making $12 an hour. Clean criminal record. And a free babysitter.
Wow. So on that list, to me, man, I don't want one baby daddy, so that's off. Section 8, I mean, that's like a voucher.
Yeah, for the housing.
I mean,
no.
You don't want to take a voucher? Somebody gets some free money?
I mean, I guess if you want that, but I wouldn't. I would want the free car insurance, because if I'm getting it every month for the rest of my time I have in my car, I need that more than anything.
I mean, I don't need no babysitter. My kids are old enough. Clean criminal record.
Yeah, I don't need that either. Shit, my internet, no mind. No. Give me a 100-point boost in my credit score.
$12
an hour. Now you might be talking about something. You
know, high school, I already got that.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't need nothing
else. So it's between
insurance and section
8. The free car insurance and section 8. That's what. But I just don't want to live in section 8. It had to be the voucher. I couldn't take living in the projects or the, you know, housing authority, because I just don't want to be around that many niggas, because, you know, niggas throw too much trash on the ground, and the police ride around nigga neighborhoods too fucking much. And I noticed that, you know, when I used to live in black neighborhoods, the police presence was heavy. Live in a neighborhood where sprinkled with mostly white, man, you rarely see the police. Rarely. I'm talking about, man, I could fucking stab somebody in my yard and they wouldn't find a body for at least 6 months until the smell started getting them, because it's like, but other than that, man, come on, bro. I'm telling you. So, yeah, I just couldn't live in Section 8. So shout out to all our Section 8 listeners, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all the real MVPs out here, man. Y'all holding it down. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, shout out to y'all. But moving along.
You stupid.
Hey, you heard about the cucumber challenge?
No.
Okay. Well, the cucumber challenge is taking the airwaves by storm. It's girls out here and guys just fucking all the good produce up. They're going around getting a cucumber and simulating oral sex with the cucumber. And I'm talking about, this shit is fucking disgusting. Like, just put cucumber challenge in and on in your Google search engine, and it's something to come up. And it's sad, because
I mean, for one, people got too much time on their damn hands.
I mean, motherfuckers won't eat vegetables, but you'll sit here and get a vegetable a blowjob. Like, I don't understand that shit. Like, cucumbers have good fucking, you know what I'm saying, nutrients in it. It's good for your blood pressure, your kidneys, I mean, hydration, all that good shit. Cucumbers got some good, you know, you don't want to just sit here and suck it like it's a motherfucking dick. I mean, one girl had two of them, and I was just like, what is going on here?
And still ain't got no motherfucking man. I mean, probably she, got three baby
sitting,
daddies.
And then they sitting like in their car doing this shit, and they just, and I'm just like, and then, you know, you got your famous, you know, loose women that's copping, oh, y'all can't be slut shaming, you know, these women, you know, dang, girl, you doing your thing. And this shit is not cool. I mean,
it's just stupid, because for number one, these are the same broads who, if they go from the post that they made into their place of employment, and a nigga pull his dick out on you, now you mad and you hollering about, hey, I didn't ask for that, but you was just on social media showing me what you could do to a cucumber, so now we live up close and personal. Yeah. Let me see what you do for this here.
I'm going to pull my cucumber out. Exactly. That's good.
I'm just going to let you see what you could do with this. Yeah,
so, I mean, it's sad. You know, there's a lot of people speaking out against it. That's cool. And it's a lot, you know, but so that's what's got everybody up in the storm, the cucumber fucking challenge.
I mean, you can't want to be treated like a lady when you present yourself as something else.
But 2019, they feel like, you know, those ladies should be treating like ladies too.
No, they should not be. Because if you telling me what you're going to do, I ain't your man, I'm not the person that you're dealing with or whatever, and this ain't something that you're doing, you posting this for people to see, and you want somebody to treat you like what? You look like somebody who wants to suck some dick, because I see what you're doing, and if you basically teasing the people, So therefore, if you get approached some type of way, then you are begging for that type of activity.
Mm.
So you can't pretend like, oh, that's not what I wanted. I was just playing, blah, blah, blah. But you put yourself in that situation. So if women want to be taken seriously, I mean, you can have fun. It's all, you know, some certain things are in good fun.
Yeah.
But this right here is just way too far, especially with the things that are going on in the community nowadays, that people can say black people should be more concerned about how we deal with things in our community. You giving, it's some black people who giving cops a pass for killing other black people because we have black on black crime.
Yeah.
So then when you think about how women are viewed in society, if women gonna put themselves out there as dick sucking whores,
twerkers, and that's
and all these other things, then when a man see you with certain clothes on that you all have worn in these videos, doing things that you all have done in these videos, then if somebody approach you a certain type of way, then they looking at you like, okay, come suck my dick. Like, this is what you the same girl from the cucumber challenge? I seen you with the two cucumbers. Let me see what you can do with this. Get my balls in your mouth. They're gonna be coming for you hard.
Yep, because I met a white dude. I know a white guy. He came to me one day. He said, yo, man, can I ask you a question? I said, what's up? He said, man, what is a red bone? I said, it's just a light-skinned girl, you know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, I thought a red bone was a girl that can twerk on a dick. He's like, cause that's what I, because all he seen was red bone on World Star. Red bone does something. So he thought a red bone was a girl that be twerking.
Oh, my God.
He didn't know that the red bone was because of her color, her complexion. Yeah. He just thought, like, you know, it was a girl that be twerking or something. That's what he thought a red bone was.
And that's sad because then when you only have one, you know what I'm saying, experience with this terminology, then you had to conclude what you wanted to put together with that.
Yeah, I was like, yo, like, that girl, man, she's a red bone. Man. It's just what we call light skin girl. He was like, oh, I think, you know, and that shit was crazy. So, yeah. So, yeah, so you're not down with the cucumber challenge, huh?
No, I'm not down with the cucumber challenge. Amber Rose defends the women.
Amber Rose, of course, she's going to defend all the free women. Women that love to express themselves.
I mean, you can express yourself at the house. Express yourself with the person that you're laying with. Don't express yourself with the world.
Dang, I hear you.
So if you present yourself as public property and then you get treated as public property, then that's on you.
Well, time for TV talk. Life After Lockup. Did you watch it?
Yeah, dumb niggas stupid.
Hey, bro. Hey, listen, man.
And talking about mamas and daughters who ain't shit. You talking about the what his name was that you were saying was throwing the people out of the house?
Who's Scott and Lizzie?
No, the little man just now. You said the rapper was kicking the mama in the sister out.
Oh yeah, Blueface.
I said, but I said this Love After Lockup got some messy mama daughter combos.
Okay, too. Who are you talking about?
Your favorite threesome with the Michael.
Oh, Michael, Megan, and Sarah.
Yeah, cause you tell me why they had to tell that girl that the boy had left with Megan.
Oh, she called again and she let him know again.
I'm just saying that's what she told her initially. That's how the girl had lost it and was throwing everything and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, man. Sarah was just, you know, she pregnant. She just, you know, she deal with an ain't shit nigga. I mean, damn, the nigga done been in jail most of y'all relationship, and you know what I'm saying, every time he get out you get pregnant, like, you know that nigga ain't shit, you know what I'm saying?
And she should have been done with him to begin
with. You should have been done. Like, I mean, damn, what does it take? You know what I'm saying? But then, so, you know, Day-Day, who is Michael's sister, you know what I'm saying? But her and Megan kind of pieced it out, though, didn't they? No, she came to the car and was like, yo, I just wanted to make sure you bring my brother home on time because, you know, his goal is not to go back to jail. And Megan was like, yeah, I ain't want that to happen either. And, you know what I'm saying? So they did kind of, you know, they spoke. Is it, you know, but anyway,
The problem was that she knew that the girl, I mean, for one, like I said before, you don't know how nobody gonna feel. If you pregnant, you taking into consideration the lady got all these hormones going on. She already been dealing with the man in and out of jail. She already got another baby at home. She about to have a child. So you telling her all this, this lady could have gone into some kind of, you know, stressed out situation. She could have had some kind of complications with the delivery. All kind of things could have ended up happening. All because you want to be an asshole and tell her. You know what I'm saying? You're not helping the situation. So you just keeping your mouth closed would have kept things at least in neutral versus her having to confront him about the fact that he was with Megan. Oh, now that you ain't with your girlfriend, you can call the mother of your kids and all this other bullshit she wanted to say. Mm. But at the same time, you knew the nigga wasn't shit to begin with. Oh, you wanted to flaunt in her face. Oh, because I am his wife. I am and this when he went yeah. and talked to when she went and talked to Megan, like Megan was supposed to cry. Or if I was the other woman, I would tell the wife who whatever yeah, she wants to know.
I would
know.
Be quiet.
Since you,
I was just
you
like,
don't what? Trump me. Your man has chosen. What the song say? I might, what the girl name is? Keisha Cole? I might be where, you might be where he at, but I'm where he wanna be. Mm-hmm. So therefore, don't think just because he coming home, that means something to somebody. Because clearly Megan was fine with it too.
Because he took her back to the room and bust her down. And told
he said he had to relieve some stress.
He said, yeah, man, I'm so stressed. I need to go relieve some stress.
That's what I'm talking about.
Megan came, picked him up. Yeah, he went Slater. I was like, hey, man, so... That's but still, he was talking to Sarah like he wanted to be with her, though.
He was, but then and he in between because he don't really know what he wanted to do.
Yeah, he was just like, nah, I ain't got no girlfriend. You know, he trying to have the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
but,
and they both stupid, though.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, man. But, I mean, you keeping both of them strung along, though, so you doing your damn thing, man. So shout out to Michael, man.
Michael's an asshole because...
Now he feel like everything out on the table now, so...
What you gonna do?
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm
because he did say to her like something about what you gonna do? Are you gonna do you want a divorce or something like that? So it's like you throwing it out there, but then you really back in because you like you want to be in your children's lives.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you clearly don't want to be in your kids' lives because you got to make a choice at this point.
Yeah.
Either you gonna keep Megan on a low and she cool with that, or you gonna be with this woman and just ride out your marriage.
Mm.
I mean, because it's really no two ways about it. You've been in and out of jail. You know your court, the courts ain't gonna give you but so much visitation. So what you think you finna do? You got to be on her, you know what I'm saying, good side. So you can't keep fucking this woman over thinking she gonna be like, oh, here are your kids. Mm. Oh, have fun. I'm gonna let the fat bitch and my, you know, ex be with the children. Mm. I mean, and then you coming for the lady. But shit, she ain't do nothing. You already knew what it was.
Yeah.
She didn't know that you existed until he got out the first time.
Yeah.
So now that I know... You know what I'm saying? She feel like she's invested, so she trying to get what she came for.
You know, she's like, hey, this shit ain't over between us, but that situation's moving along. Then you have Marcelino and Brittany. Their only storyline this week was Brittany went to, they had to meet with a lawyer because her husband's trying to get full custody of her son, Gio. Then we find out that Brittany has two other kids.
She lost to adoption.
That she lost to, you know, she was a drug addict or something.
And she was a teenage mom.
Yeah, and so she had, she's on her fourth kid.
Yeah. But then my thing is, I don't understand how Marcelino wants to get somebody else's child. If the girl is telling you, let's just do 50-50 with the ex.
Hey, Marcelino is ridiculous. He is a gambler. Stupid. He's a gambler. So he uses that gambler mentality in life. Now that I know that he plays poker all the time, I see why he's like, oh, I'm all in. Like, he all in. Like, yeah. I want to be a full-time father. Like, nigga, you ain't had this little boy but for a couple months, nigga. Exactly. Chill.
So
like,
just relax.
That man that had that boy all his life, you can't come to take no man's son from him.
Yeah, so I mean, like, how you figure you don't have no rights to that kid.
Yeah, like, what? Like, Marcelino, calm the fuck down. Like, you just need to calm down.
Enjoy holding your baby. Yeah. And keep your wife
from angry
because
you got a girl now. You know what I'm saying? You like, damn, I can't put another baby up in her. I can't get me a boy nowhere. So now you want to take her son and to be your son. You ain't going to take that man's son, bro. Like,
yeah,
chill.
That shit ain't cool.
Slow down. He probably mad. He be missing a boy and everything. So, yeah, but the daddy going for
he already has full.
Okay.
But that's the thing and that's my thing. And I feel like with her, she trying to help him to see, like,
yeah,
we could get 50-50.
Yeah.
But it's no negotiating if we say full. And my thing is, you saying that the man was in and out of the child life since y'all been dealing with him or whatever, but who you think was holding him down she was locked up?
Yeah, exactly. The other 3 years is like...
Even when you and her was playing on the phone and whatever else you was doing with her, you didn't go and get that boy then.
Mm-mm.
That boy wouldn't have known who the hell you was. So you had to, you know what I'm saying, relax. Yeah. And you probably wasn't even interested in that child when you and her were playing over the phone when she was locked up. So now that you done got a little bit of a relationship bond with the kid, now you gonna go and snatch somebody else's kid?
Nah.
That's stupid as hell.
Yeah.
So she, I mean, in a court system of any kind, the person is trying to prove that you are not worthy of what you came to court for.
Yeah.
So it would be a whole lot easier. I don't give a damn of what kind of daddy he's been in the last 6 months. But the fact that she's been in and out of prison...
Drugs.
Drugs, stealing, all kind of carrying
all
on.
All that shit. Y'all already got two kids.
You got two kids in the system.
You don't even want to come up in the docket. No. You're just like, nah, whatever we can agree on, off the
books. Out of court.
Thank you. We'll take it.
Like, and that's the mentality he needs to have. But he over here with the bullshit.
Like, dude, chill out, Marcelino. So that was their only storyline. Then you had Clint and Tracy.
Your thieves.
You know what I'm saying? Clint, you know what I'm saying? He trying to get his mom to, you know, and dad to sit down and meet Tracy. You know, that's his wife. He's just trying to get everybody on the same page. And, you know, so he talks to the dad. And, you know, dad talks to mom. She agrees to meet her. Clint comes home to tell Tracy. Tracy ain't home. You know what I'm saying?
He about to lose it.
Yeah, he about to lose it. Tracy was sitting in the bar. She had bought a drink. You know what I'm saying? Then she started talking to the bartender and, you know what I'm saying, talked her problems out. She never took the drink, so good for Tracy. Because she said in those times she would have turned the drug. So, you know, maybe she is trying to do better. She only had 24 hours to make it off of probation. And then she going to smoke some crack once she get off probation.
Uh-huh.
Once she get off the papers, she going to smoke some crack. Like, because her and Clint.
And Clint going to smoke some with him.
Yeah, because he looked bad, man. I'm telling you, man. If you look at last season or this season, you can see Clint looks horrible. He's on some drugs. I mean, he on that with damn Walter White. He out there in New Mexico anyway. He out there on that Walter. Like,
he looking real crazy.
He fucking with that Heisenberg. He probably goes to the Los Pollos Hermanos like every day and buys the chicken and the little goddamn the extra shit to come on the bottom of the tray. You know what I'm saying? Because Clint looks bad. So yeah, that was that with them. And then the last storyline. Oh no, we still got two more. We got Lamar and Andrea, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he comes home.
The Mormon.
Yeah, the Mormon and the gangster. You know what I'm saying? So he comes home from jail, you know, he meeting up with the kids and the kids real standoff, except for the little, you know, little kids always be the one. They the easiest ones to win over, you know what I'm saying? Little kids. It be them older ones that you can't win over. You know what I'm saying? Just a little.
But my thing is, I got to run her, I got to do a fact check on her.
Mm.
Now, if you've been playing with this man all this time, ain't none of them kids his.
None of them is.
So, who the hell is the daddy? Because that little girl look like she can't be more than 3 or 4.
No, she probably about 6 or 7.
No.
You don't think so?
No. Ain't no way. So that means if you and this man been playing for at least 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
you just jumped off of a man a couple of years prior.
Yeah,
so how the hell are you sitting around here giving him a hard time? Man. Whether he in and out of jail or not, shit, you just got off a dick and you trying to make me your husband?
Mm.
You all are married.
A ready-made family, like.
So what are you talking about? I should be glad a nigga want to walk into this shit. I
ain't lying.
And then your son talking about something, he don't trust people. Hell, you shouldn't trust your daddy. Because your daddy walked off and left y'all.
That's why he don't trust people, because what is daddy? He's scorned.
Okay, well, he need to get it together. Your mama put y'all back in the situation again.
Yeah, and he had to live in whack-ass Utah. Like, I know that had to be. Hey, man, shout out to anybody that listens to our show in Utah. I'm pretty sure we have no Utah listeners. No, yeah, we do. We do got one person listening to Utah. Motherfucking Kyra.
Okay.
Kyra, shout! I don't know how he says his name. I know it's K-I-R-A. Kyra, Kyra, I don't know.
You think that's a man?
I mean, it is a dude. You know what I'm saying? He hates women.
Oh, my.
He hates everybody. He angry guy at work. Because, I mean, he like the only black dude in Utah. Now that Karl Malone left the Utah Jazz. So he like the only black dude there. And he just gets a hard time from the people.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, man. So shout out to him, man. Mm.
But nonetheless, like I said, if she think that her shit is on the up and up, and you got all that going on, you got 3 turn.
Mm.
So, therefore, you ain't got a leg to stand on.
Yeah.
So, you should be glad somebody want to be with you. So, that, you know, it is what it is. Now, he ain't got no business doing nothing stupid. Because if you claim you went back to jail because you was riding with somebody who had a gun, you should know if your shit ain't right, I can't be with nobody.
Yeah, I got checking your car. Hey, cuz, man. Hey, got to make sure, bro, ain't nobody in here want it. Ain't nobody ain't got no
exactly.
gun.
Exactly. I walk.
Yeah, because if not,
I meet y'all to whatever spot that is we supposed to be linking up at.
Mm-mm. Be real with you.
I can't ride with nobody.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I nobody can ride with me.
Exactly. Like I say, I'm always gonna meet y'all there.
I gotta do a criminal check on anybody I'm around. Like, yo, let me scan you. I'm pay that little $30 for that little service where you can find public records and shit like that.
Okay.
I'm like, what's your name here, cuz? Nah, bro, you can't ride, man. You like, mm-mm.
They say your shit came back.
No, I'll be doing background screens like a goddamn job. Hey, I pay that. That'd be just included in my bills every month. Just make sure, like, I'm not hanging around no criminals.
All I know is you better be driving your own car and handling your own business if you somebody that's on paper, period. Mm. You ain't got no business plan. You can't take no game. Oh, I was with a family member. Mm-mm. Fuck that shit. You can't take them type of chances.
Hell no. And So then Scott and Lizzie situation, man. Only thing that happened this week, Lizzie's on her way out to California to meet
surprise
with Scott.
Him.
The surprise Scott.
And right she when, get a surprise
yeah, she don't get a surprise herself when she sees Scott. But Scott gonna put that woman out that goddamn house. He gonna see Lizzie that came all the way to California. He gonna be like, hey, she on my turf now. You know what I'm saying? So who knows, bro? And she got her little job working and shit. So maybe she's like, damn, you know, she seen that the niggas on the street ain't what they used to be, and that shit don't work on the streets. Yeah, it worked for the niggas in jail. Like, you ain't nobody gonna fuck with you, and you telling people like, oh, I just did 10 years in the pen. What? Like, that's the quickest way to get it. That motherfucker said, hey, how we gonna do this bill? We gonna split it? That's exactly the kind of life you're gonna get. Niggas not paying for no You old. That nigga was like, man, please. I thought you was some easy ass tonight. I see I ain't getting none. He was just like, nah, fuck that. She ain't drinking. He was like, what? Oh, I can't drink. I used to be a heroin addict.
I mean, and then my thing is, first of all, rule number one. Yeah, when you meeting people,
you ain't got to do.
Yeah, you don't.
You ain't got to.
It's best that you don't.
Hi, my name is Jeremy, and you can say something like, "Yeah, I had gonorrhea when I was 17," or say something like,
"No,
what?
That shit ain't nothing nobody need to know."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know.
I mean, that's my biggest thing. Is like, why the hell would you tell somebody that?
So I was like, damn. So yeah. Lizzie's on her way to California, meet Scott. And that's it, man. I mean, listen, man. Y'all got to watch this show, man. It comes on Friday nights on Wii. It's called Life at the Lockup, man. Go watch it, man. It comes on like 9 o'clock. Watch this shit, man. You can always watch it the next day on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Just look it up. Life at the Lockup on Saturdays. It be streams everywhere. So you can check it out like that. Well, now we're going to take a music break. And, do you have a song of the week this week?
And I do have a song of the week just in time for the 4th of July. Yeah. Just in time for my girls' trip going to New Orleans, baby. Yes. And it is none other than Act Up by City Girls. Yes. Jeez. Play that shit. Be easy.
Wow.
Nah, niggas be rejecting my songs. This one is for the people.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Well, my song of the week this week, let me see. I went New York 1 week. I went West Coast 1 week. I went down south last week. So it's only right that I go Midwest. And Midwest, we got to get some Gangsta Gibbs. But this is Gangsta Gibbs on some soft ass shit. Not none of that gangster shit. You know, this is motherfucking Freddie Kane right here. You know what I'm saying? So this is JMSN. So I'm assuming his name is Jameson. This is Street Sweeper featuring Freddie Gibbs. You know what I'm saying? That's my song of the week. Street Sweeper featuring Jameson featuring Freddie Gibbs. And Queen Jones was
Act Up by City Girls, my nigga.
Okay.
Real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga. Big Birkin bag, hold 5-6 figures. Stripes on my ass, so he call his pussy Tigger. Fucking on a scamming ass, rich ass nigga. Same group of bitches, ain't no ass to the picture. Drop a couple racks, watch his ass get thicker. Drinking, I'm licking, I'm licking at your nigga. If it's money, why he can eat it like a Snicker? I ain't got time for you fake ass hoes. Talking all loud in them fake ass clothes. I'm the realest bitch ever see you snake ass hoe. Act up, you could get snatched up. Act up, you could get snatched up. Act up, you could get snatched up. Dirty ass, baby girl, you need to back up. It's your Miami and I can't run my sack up. Tired ass hoes in my page trying to track us. Brand new chain, city girls going platinum. I keep a baby Glock, I ain't fighting with no random, period. You bitches weak, is you serious? I let him taste the pussy, now he acting all delirious. Did a dash in the rubber like it's Fast and Furious. You see my number in his phone, now you acting curious. He gon' buy me Gucci if I ask for it. He a classy nigga, walk his tongue for it. I bet your little sister wanna look like me. I bet your little brother wanna fuck on me. Hood bitch, good pussy, I ain't average. He can't come around without that cabbage. Pop a pussy bitch quick like a bubble gum. I just do it for fun. Act up, you could get snatched up. Act up, you could get snatched up. Act up, you could get snatched up. Dirty ass, yes, baby girl, you need to back up. JT on the track and you know I'm by my paper. Pussy sweet, pussy tight, so he caught a lifesaver. If your ass a broke nigga, hell nah, I can't ditch it. If your ass a rich nigga, I'ma fuck you till you ain't one. If that nigga scammer, I'm turning to a dancer. I make it clap like he got the right answer. Sit on it with manners, get it harder than a hammer. He want a freak, pussy pink, breast cancer. Oh, you like big butts, why I like big butts? I don't care about your chain, nigga, or your big truck. Yeah, I know you getting it, but if you spending it, give a fuck what a nigga got if he ain't giving it. Bad ass bitch, bad attitude. Nails done, hair done, ass too. Yo, baby, that he fucking me and sucking me. He don't answer you, bitch, that's because of me.
Act up, you could get smashed up. Act up, you could get smashed up. Act up, you could get smashed up. Dirty ass, baby girl, you need to back up.
Tracy, working at the bar, trying to be star, dreams of babies, yeah, yeah. A house and a car to cover the scars, but she knows only a temporary fix, but that's how it goes. Even perfect people miss street sweeper, baby. I love you like crazy, yeah. Forget the maybe, cause you're my type of lady, yeah. Oh, oh. Street sweeper, baby. Oh, no, 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 no. Street sweeper, baby, yeah. What she wanted, yeah, was to move to France. Pain and dance, and I bought it. Yeah, not a wealthy man, but we can fake a plan if you want to, want to, want to. Just a temporary fix. What do I know? Yeah, even faithful people slip. Street sweeper, baby. Street sweeper, baby. I love you like crazy.
Love you, yeah, like crazy.
Don't tell me, yeah, 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 baby, cause you're my type of lady.
Street sweeper, yeah, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get with it. Yeah, whole thing will get it. Yeah. Every visit, she was all about the chip, chip, chips. When I hit it, so ride out. I got a room in the city, about a mile out. I got the drugs, baby girl, you can back out. And I be chilling in the caddy on bowls, about an ounce to roll. I be your side when you clock out. Shout out to my hoes in the strip club. Ass in the LX pent up. Down to move it back for a nigga get stacked. For a nigga, real bitches help a nigga get his chips up. Nigga, she be on the wheel looking for the rollers. As I ride shotgun, blow doja. You might be a shootout if we get pulled over. Really, she ain't tripping, she a motherfucking soldier. Until it's over, baby. Yeah. And I got a lot of hoes, and I know this shit complicated. Yeah, no time for the phone, yeah, I know this shit bogus, ain't it? Yeah, anything finna kill it. Make a body rock, body drop when I pull it. Girl, you number one with a bullet, number one with a bullet. Yeah, yeah.
Street sweeper, baby. I love you like crazy, yo.
Crazy.
Don't tell me, baby. My type of lady. Whoa, my type of lady. Oh, 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 oh.
Okay, now that we back, hope y'all enjoyed that little music break. We got the Keep It 100. You got to Keep It 100.
Yeah, my Keep It 100 is if you are able to send your child away during the summertime and you ain't got to pay for that shit. So, i.e., when we got to pay, that means going to camp or something other such. If you get to drop your kids off or send them to the other parent or some other shit like that for free, and you get to be child free for an extended period of time, don't rub that shit in my face. Like
100.
We trying to go out to lunch after work, and I'm like, oh, well, I got to pick up my child from football practice. And you like, oh, you know, I ain't got no kids till August. Bitch, you don't have to keep saying that. Like every time we decide to do something, oh, you know, I'm good. My calendar good. I ain't got.
She got real? A man. She got a man.
For real?
Does she got a man?
She might play with somebody, but ain't nobody for real. Okay. But then your kids with their daddy, and they are out of town. I'm just like, man.
Look at that. Like, look at that.
But then in the back of my mind, I hear King Germ talking, and he like, you know, these broads be talking about they getting these Father's Day gifts on, these Father's Day gifts, period, and they mamas. And I just be thinking like, well, wait a minute now. If we start to itemize these receipts, we going to see that some of y'all ain't no full-time mamas. Mm. So,
that's what I be saying.
I'm trying to stay team female over here. But, you know, I done heard you say that your kid's out of town a few too many times. Mm. And therefore, you know, you got a couple of extra dollars in your pocket. Because every time I get paid, every time we get a check flowing through here, these niggas, we got to go to the grocery store and buy some more shit. Mm. Whereas the same little handful of groceries you bought when you dropped your kids off wherever the hell they went, they still in your house because you the only one in there eating. Mm. So just don't be so out there with it because I'm starting to feel a little offended.
Yeah, yeah, your hate is showing. You need to put your dress down. Your hate is showing.
Whatever, nigga. Sickening. What's your Keep It 100?
My Keep It 100, man, is love the skin you're in.
100.
You know what I'm saying? Look, there's a lot of people out there that don't love the skin they're in. What I mean by that is when you look into the mirror, you like what you see. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what you look like. You know what I'm saying? If you ugly, embrace that shit. If you pretty, embrace that shit. If, you know what I'm saying? If you average, embrace that shit. Love what you got. Because, I mean, y'all motherfuckers going out here changing y'all shit, injecting your cheekbones and fucking with your face and fucking with your body parts. And y'all, hey, listen, man. Y'all just need to stop what you're doing and embrace what you got, man. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that some of that shit is unrealistic. All that shit is unrealistic. I mean, get your teeth fixed, okay? That's cool. You know what I'm saying? But
oh, okay, you down with that?
I mean, yeah, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Get your teeth fixed. I mean, that's just, I mean, I think that'll do more for your confidence than yeah. some new.
I mean, shit, some of them need to get their teeth pulled.
Yeah.
Because some people walking around here like they got a damn skunk sitting in their mouth. Because I know that conference I went to last week, I was like, hell, you walking around here with something talking about you pretty and your breath is pretty stink. Like, wow. You saying hello. I was just like, oh, wow.
So, yeah, but even if you got the skunk breath, embrace that shit.
No, brush your damn teeth. Floss your teeth.
Yeah.
Use mouthwash.
So, yeah, man, but people, I just need y'all to know that whatever you are beautiful. All right? That's just...
Well, thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for being positive.
I just want people to understand that because... I don't understand.
I mean, my thing is...
I mean, this is my Keep 100. Can I finish it? Then you can...
All right, you look like you was finished, nigga.
I wasn't finished.
Okay,
finish.
Ain't no need to go back and forth. Say what you got to say.
I just want people to understand, what is this generation going to look like 20 years from now?
They're going
to
be fucked up. Because all that shit you got in, you finna start having some problems.
And this shit is going to be crazy. So, we need to cut this epidemic now. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop going to see Dr. Curves and all flying to these little places, Dr. Columbia. Bouchet. And all this shit going to get... Stop doing this shit. Like, it's not... It don't look good, man. The shit look weird. Like, the shit looks weird. Like,
but the reason why they doing it is because niggas co-sign
it
on that shit.
It ain't niggas. It's
yes,
women.
It is.
It's women.
Niggas co-sign.
It's women.
If they got...
Why they do get, they want... Look, they walking around here trying to look like the trans women. You know what I'm saying? They're like... Because that's what they look like. And so why would you copy what they doing? They trying to look like women.
You. Yeah.
They trying to look like women. But you already a woman...
But you feel inferior because
why?
Men gravitate to these women with these, you know, big breasts, big butt, whatever, whatever. Man. So you trying to get all this stuff done, and that's just what people do. They fall into them traps. If a nigga was to holler at you with a flat ass, and a nigga was to holler at you...
That girl with the flat ass get hollered at.
She ain't getting hollered at as much as she wanted.
She getting hollered at.
So So therefore, her pickings would be a little bit better if she had some ass. Mm. So therefore, this is what some people are willing to do. And my thing is just, if you can, you know, influence your friends to help them realize that this is not the way to go. Because me personally, I ain't got the best body, but hell, I'm going to work what I got. I got friends who talking about they getting this done and that done. I'm going to be right next time, next year, summertime. And I'm just like, it ain't worth the risk. Because you don't know. They don't have people who really have done this stuff. And half of them doing it on a budget. So you ain't got the Hollywood doctors that you can spend millions of dollars on your work. And then you come back here talking about they going to the Dominican Republic and all this other shit. And you come back and you be just messed up. So, yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah, man. So, yeah, that's all I'm saying, man. Love the skin you're in.
I'm loving mine. Hey. I want your skin to be inside of me.
Hey, man, come on. This is a PG show, man. I looked at our analytics. We got kids under 17 to listen to the show. You know, that's wild, man.
I don't think that's the truth.
I saw the demographic. I seen the things, like the age range. 17 and under, we got some listeners. I said, wow.
Well, sorry, kids.
Jesus. So, yeah, man, you got any winners or losers?
Yeah, I'm going to say any kids who they got their parents to buy them fireworks out of Walmart parking lot.
Winner.
Y'all winning. I remember being a kid and parents buying you them fireworks for this time of year. We put some fireworks in somebody's mailbox one time, and it was just like, you know, the loudest sound because it was in the mailbox, and we thought it was so much fun. But what's we tried to scare the old people who lived in the house, but they did eventually move. But what about you? Do you have some memorable moments with fireworks?
Yeah, I almost blew my fucking hand off a couple of times.
When was this?
Shit.
Since you knew me?
Hell yeah. Like, man.
Blew your hand off. Hell, what was this at?
We were lighting them damn fireworks. I think it was in Glen Oaks, maybe. But yeah, I almost blew my hand off one time. But as a kid, man, we used to have like Roman candle fights. We'd shoot the Roman candles at each other.
What?
Like, yeah. Like, we'd take the Roman candle, hold it, and poof, 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 and shoot it out like a... And we'd shoot it, you know, it'd kind of like burn a little. It wouldn't, you know, burn, but yeah, So yeah, we used to do that shit, so...
Niggas.
Oh, yeah. So niggas. I used to love 4th of July as a youngster, because, you know, I was...
Hope y'all keep that same
I was all in that mischievous shit, but now, you know what I'm saying, you know, I can't tell the difference between gunfire and fucking firecracker, so I usually just stay in. And, you know, having a dog that is terrified
of all the noises.
This is the night that she's like, I know she knows it's coming, bruh. Because tomorrow night she will be fucking
under somebody's bed.
Yes, yes. Because the damn fireworks, she can't.
But y'all keep that same energy. Was y'all excited last month when it was Juneteenth?
Of course I was.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to understand. Like, y'all,
The black people tomorrow, we're supposed to wear our Juneteenth shirts tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
That's what the agenda is. That's what the people say? Yeah, if you got your Juneteenth shirt, you're supposed to wear them tomorrow.
Well, I done seen quite a few people in the stores I've been in with y'all red, white, and blue purchases.
See?
And,
A white guy at work was like, hey, man, what are you doing for the 4th? I said, first of all, I don't celebrate the 4th. He was like, what? Why don't you celebrate the 4th? I said, well, if you must know, so my people wasn't free on that day in 1776. And you should have seen the look of that was the quickest conversation ender
in history.
Like, this is the most talkative motherfucker alive. As soon as I said that motherfucker turned his head, started, you know, hey, got quiet than a motherfucker. Got any shout outs, man?
You know I got some shout outs.
Let's hear them.
I want to shout out Pam and the fam.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary, y'all. The Lunch Crew, Cause I Said So Podcast, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, Neville.
Cause I Said So Podcast. Are they shouting us out?
I don't know. I didn't make contact with the people.
Well, you,
I was listening to the podcast.
Oh, so it's a podcast that you listen to that you like. Oh, so that's what you did. That's how you lead into.
Podcast that I like. I'm trying to be real about this shit. Since I'm on a podcast now, I'm taking the shit a little more serious. I'm ready for the doggone podcast. So I'm trying to, you know,
listen to other podcasts.
See what's going on out there in the world. That's all.
Ain't wrong with that. Dang, I just want to ask questions, man.
Fall back, nigga.
The way you hit, you know, like that. Come.
I mean, I can't shout out people. I don't know your relationship with all the motherfuckers you shout out. Your list long as hell.
I know, because it's I've been doing this a long time.
But therefore, I don't have to ask and cross-reference who this is, who that is.
And speaking of my shout-outs, shout out to B-Eazy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, MJ Money 9S, Stax, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Amazing App, Dr. Brazel, everybody at the Dr. Brazel Network. You got Mr. Wash, you got a disrespectful motherfucker MJ, you got K-Law the truck driver. Don't forget, always go support Dr. Brazel, drbrazel.com, go check my dog out. Then you got the good brother 12 Kyle and the 12 Kyle podcast. And like I said, Kyle, you posted that disrespectful motherfucker picture today on IG with Michael Jordan dunking all over motherfucker LeBron. Let me tell you like this. Yes, I'm an 80s baby. Michael Jordan is my favorite basketball player of all time, but LeBron James would have motherfucking blocked that shit and pinned Jordan shit to the backboard, man. That's what would have happened right then. But shout out to 12 Kyle, and then go check him out, 12 Kyle Podcast. Shout out to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. That is the dude, Rock B. Wildin'. Shout out to him. Shout out to, let me see, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard in Boston. Anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, man, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to anybody else, man, to fuck with the kid, the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Who else I forgot? I forgot some new listeners. Sleazy, TK Quetta. Who else said they listen to the show? Oh, my nigga Pigga. Yes, man. So shout out to all y'all, man. Shout out. And man, yeah, man, we out this motherfucker, man. Episode 360 in the books, man. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, hit the Frocast up. You know what I'm saying? Look for us. Call the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. Hit the Patreon up, man. Make a donation, man. Do whatever you can, man. We appreciate it. And, you know, like I said, all the easiest, freest shit you could do for us, man. Retweet this shit. Reblog this shit. Re-Instagram it, whatever that shit is, man. Support, man. Just let us know, man. You know, let somebody else know about the show. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't keep us in your little pocket, man. Enjoy us. Like, nah, man. We don't want everybody to know about, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all seen it happen to other duos, podcast duos, but, you know, promise, this duo ain't going nowhere because, you know, we stuck together. You know what I'm saying? So
Stuck, nigga.
Stuck. Stuck.
Just say we got something good on here.
No, we stuck together. Like,
we not stuck, nigga.
Yeah, we is. Like, Gorilla Glue and like, yeah. We stuck together like a ghetto girl wig. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about
it. Yeah. But yeah, man. So, until next week, like I said, Queen Jern going out of town. I hope she's been her best behavior. She must know she's on a strict 2 o'clock curfew. You know what I'm saying?
I'll get all the beads.
Like, yeah. You come back with any beads, it's gonna be some beads around your motherfucking eye. Just so you know.
Yeah. You know I'm good.
Yeah. So, like always, I hate to parting in such sweet sorrow.
But we out this bitch, man.
It's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And like I said, this is the Frocast. And we out. Peace.
Peace. NappyAfro.com